Luck's not going to be ready anytime soon.
Andrew Luck will be ready by week one.
I think that's the goal, and I think you're probably right.
Yeah.
He'll be ready by week one. But as a drafter, and you're obviously in a mock draft, and I know, Matt, you are too. You're four rounds deep, so we'll get to you in a second. Are you concerned about Andrew Luck?
Huh?
Are you concerned about Andrew Luck?
No, I'm not concerned about Andrew Luck. I think the shoulder gets cleaned up. He gets it the way it needs to be. Last year, they decided that the rest was the proper way to go. This year, they said, you know what, let's go in there and get the surgery. I think he heals up. I think he's on the field and ready to go by week one. You know what an extreme talent he is, one of the best quarterbacks in the league. Like I'd say all the time, if I was to start a franchise today and I was drafting, my first pick would be Andrew Luck. He is the premier quarterback in the NFL that's younger than like guys like Rodgers, Brady, and Brees. So, yeah, he's in a system that remains the same. His pieces around him are all the same. So it's not like he needs to develop a new rapport. Kamal Aiken in town now. But other than that, though, it's no reason to discredit Andrew Luck because of this shoulder surgery. I'm not doing it unless we get into training camp and we start to hear we don't know if he's going to be ready for week one. But as long as they're saying he's going to be ready for week one, he'll be the same quarterback.
Matt, you were four rounds deep. Is Andrew Luck gone yet?
Andrew Luck is not gone. The only quarterback that has been taken so far is Aaron Rodgers.
Okay.
I'm currently not that bullish on Andrew Luck. I'm going to stay away until I see further news and see him throwing the ball. I mean, look, it's the shoulder injury. Look at Cam Newton, who's not as good as a thrower as Luck, obviously. But look at the effect it had on him. I want to see him back. I want to see him throwing deep passes.
Scotty, it's interesting because, you know, Luck has traditionally been one of the top three or four quarterbacks off the boards in recent years. And here he has another injury. And he's a guy that, whether we like it or not, he's been beat up pretty badly because of Ryan Grigson's inability to fix the lineup, because Ryan Grigson was hired by the Browns yesterday. His inability to fix the offensive line in Indianapolis. He's been beat up over and over and over again. And now this shoulder injury has Chuck Pagano quiet. It says, listen, the training camp's not really the goal, as Corey mentioned. It's week one. I think there has to be a little bit of concern about Andrew Luck.
I think so, when Corey mentions that nothing around him has changed, and you kind of alluded to that too. It's just not Andrew Luck, but like, this guy's going to get hit a lot because the blocking really hasn't improved all that much. The offense hasn't changed. It's not a strong enough running game to give balance. The defense is not outstanding. They're going to get involved in shootouts. This is a team that you still know how to defend them, that they're going to try to come and beat you with Andrew Luck, and you have to get to Andrew Luck, and it's not that difficult. So it even if the shoulder, look, you make legitimate concerns, but I'm worried about getting more banged up when he's out there.
Well, the thing about it is the shoulder is not from taking hits. The shoulder is from running away from defenders and throwing. That's how you tear your rotator cuff.
My point is not, I'm not saying that. My point is that this is a guy that not only am I worried about the shoulder, but I'm worried about him taking hits too during the season.
All quarterbacks going to take hits.
Now, certain quarterbacks play with more offensive balance. They have better blocking. You know, this guy's going to get hit because you know what the offense is going to be like, and they don't do a good job of defending him.
So what do you think? So Russell Wilson's in the same scenario, and it hurt him last year with that high ankle sprain.
It did. He played through it.
Uh-huh.
You know, much
Luck
to
played
his,
through his
much,
thing too.
Much to his credit, but you know, Seattle's improved its offensive line actually some. Going into this year, they brought in, and Seattle's a team that, you know, they brought in Eddie Lacy to try to help the running game, and you got pro sites. What do you have in Indianapolis, Robert Turbin?
As far as you got Marlon Mack, who they drafted, they brought in Kamar Aiken. Listen,
Kamar Aiken's not a big deal, but to me, because, like, you know, he's always, it doesn't matter who you, I agree with you on the talent level of Andrew Luck.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if you bring in another receiver. You bring in anybody
you get
in there,
you
Luck
get
is going to make him good, is what I'm saying. That's not my point. My point is that you know how the Indianapolis offense operates. The defense is going to force them to play in shootouts. You know Andrew
Luck. Defense be better this year.
Andrew Luck's still going to drop back 30 to 35 mm-hmm. times a game. Russell Wilson is not. He's going to get hit.
Well, Russell Wilson's pass attempts have steadily gone up, and he's becoming more of a thrower. That whole offense is starting to change. But going back to the Colts, the left side of the offensive line is good. It's that right side that's very poor. Mm-hmm.
And I don't mind helter-skelter. I like the fact that the Colts are helter-skelter on offense. because I want Andrew Luck throwing the football 37, 43 times a game. I want them playing from behind. I want them to be in shootouts because Andrew Luck is just going to have more opportunities at that point. So, yeah,
yes,
I don't have no problem with
defensive coordinators, you and I both agree on that, but defensive coordinators know that's coming too, and the protection and enough running balance is not there. With Wilson, yes, the pass attempts have caught up, but they also acquired Lacy because they want to have that more of that optimum balance.
They acquired Lacy because they want a fat running back on the bench that's hurt. That's why they acquired Lacy.
Forget Lacy. Let's say Procise and Rawls do fine. This team wants to establish more offensive balance, and I see it more coming for them than it does for Luck. Luck is a more classic dropback
passer.
Yeah,
but I mean, Indianapolis's line is significantly better than Seattle's offensive line. I mean,
with some of the moves they made during the offseason, I think they're both mediocre lines that were terrible last year. I think it's comparable. Neither one of them, but you know, Wilson's more mobile, and I think Seattle will have a better running game.
I don't. Are you sure Wilson's more mobile? Andrew Luck can run. He's got some wheels on him.
Not like Wilson.
They don't scheme it like Wilson has a scheme
for
him.
Wilson's more athletic on the run than Luck for sure.
Who you think will win the race?
Not that Luck isn't. Not that Luck isn't, but you're talking about a guy, you know, became like the first guy on Monday Night Football to throw for 300 yards and rush for 100 yards in a game.
Who did that?
Russell Wilson.
All right, but they scheme runs for Russell Wilson, though.
Russell Wilson's more athletic.
You think he'll win
a race? I'm not saying Andrew Luck isn't athletic.
Yeah, you think he'll win a race? If they did a foot race, you think Wilson will win?
I think so, yeah.
All right.
I think both these guys are obviously very, very athletic, and both their lines are
improving,
exactly. That's the perfect word that I was looking for.
Still not ideal.
No,
okay,
for either.
What if both quarterbacks had the Dallas Cowboys offensive line? Who would you draft first?
Andrew Luck. Yeah.
Hands down, question about it. Hey, when we come back, one last football point before we get into all the baseball for today, and that involves two very young wide receivers. And I don't think it's going to be a long talking about either, but we're always in on the sophomore wide receivers and the junior wide receivers. Well, I have two that were so bad in the last 2 years or the last year. I don't know if that is going to be the case for them. I asked the panel when we return. It is the Roto Experts in the Morning on Fantasy Sports Radio Network.